Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, this is from Lisa on Steve Harvey FM. She needs some advice. She says, my coworker who I've worked with for 2 years has always been really nice to me, and I thought he might have a crush on me. My last boyfriend and I broke up a couple of months ago, and I've been kind of flirting with my coworker, dropping little hints that I'd be open to asking me out, but he doesn't seem to be taking the hint. Should I take it as a sign that he's just nice and not really interested, or should I be blunt with him and make the first move?
Well, you can go on and be blunt, but you might get blunt back. I remember this is a new day now, so go ahead, be blunt. He might be blunt too.
Oh gosh, you mean the rejection?
Well, you know, the rejection, you know, it could be, you know, pronoun, could be anything. You never know. You got to be aware of it. It's 2024.
Just not his type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you just might because someone's nice to you doesn't mean they're interested in that way.
Well, not no more. Not no more. He used to, but not no more. Not no more. Not in 2024. Mm-mm. There's too much going on out here. You just never know.
All right. Okay. So she shouldn't, you're saying. If she does.
No, I say go ahead, but get ready, though.
Be prepared. Yeah.
Have your feelings together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have, you know, make sure you're mentally capable of handling what you're fitting to hear.
Okay.
Oh. So shoot your shot, but.
Shoot your shot, but get ready to get shot.
Get shot.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, be up there with your hand on your chest. Excuse me?
She says he's really been nice to her, though. And he might have a crush on her.
Mm-hmm. Might.
Uh-huh.
When the last you might have thought a dude had a crush on you last time?
Yeah.
We from that generation where might have, would have, could have, did.
You'll know for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Moving on to Melinda on Steve Harvey FM. Melinda says, the last guy I had sex with was a friend with benefits that I was getting together with pretty regularly for almost a year, and who was only the fourth guy I was ever with. Well, he recently got engaged. I know we didn't love one another, but for some reason, I'm having a really hard time accepting that he's getting married after us only having stopped sleeping together a few months ago. Maybe I felt more for him than I wanted to admit. Even though we weren't dating, it was the best relationship I've had in a few years. Is it normal to feel jealous over a lost hookup, even though it was never going anywhere? Do I just need to get back out there and start dating to help get over this feeling? Wow.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, that's to everything.
It? Yeah, just simplify this because you okay, put, us yes. on this, okay. put us on this merry-go-round and jumped us around. What?
So yes, it's normal to feel jealous over a lost hookup. Okay, yes. Even though it was never going anywhere.
Wasn't going nowhere.
Uh huh. And then she said,
"All y'all was friends with benefits."
With Benny's, yeah. And then she said,
"You was test driving." Go ahead.
Yeah. Ooh. And what's your theory? What you're saying about test driving?
Women got to be careful test driving because y'all always wind up getting drove.
Mm. All right. And then the
now
last.
Now, you test driving, but he driving off in a Mercedes somewhere else. It's called a wedding.
Yeah, he's getting married. And then she wants to know, do I just need to get back out there and start dating?
You don't need to get back out there because you're stupid. You don't know the rules and you don't know how it goes. You don't need to get back out there. You need to get within yourself and and discover what you want, exactly. Find out what you're looking for, and set yourself some new goals and some new principles. And get yourself a whole new set of, what am I looking for, what it started with.
Standards.
Standards. You need all that. You need
all of that. She needs to value herself.
Because you don't have that together. And the last thing you need to do is go back out there with this mindset because you're going to get drove again.
Right.
Stop test driving when it ain't what you do.
Right. She wants to get over this feeling, and that's only temporary, right?
Y'all can't get over a feeling with another feeling. That's what men do. We get over another you with a you. You got to go get in. You got to go find yourself, sister.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. All right. Thank you, Steve. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
the
podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.